go for two wins in a row as they hit the ice here in the Lone Star State tonight and play the first of a pair of games against the Dallas Stars, one of the better teams in the Western Conference. Now, 4 points are on the table here, and the Stars feel they should be able to get all of them. I guess we'll see about that. The drop of the puck, and Seguin wins it back to the Stars line to Haskin, and he whips the puck off the right sideboards deep into the Hawk zone. Good work by Beauvillier to make Lindell give up the puck. Hawks get possession. Beauvillier from the slot, fires, turn wide, rebound, score! I believe this is going to be Tyler Johnson in front of the Stars net with some hard work. Beauvillier let it rip from the high slot, and Wedgwood made the blocker save. But Tyler Johnson was there to clean up the rebound, and the Hawks lead 1-0. Vlasic, he'll flip it in behind the Stars net. Dickinson, right corner to Murphy, right point, long snapshot, in and out of the glove of the goaltender Wedgwood. Murphy got it back, right point, put it down to the corner, and sent in front by Reichel to Gutman. He shoots and scores, and the Hawks have now taken a 2-0 lead on the Stars. A little over halfway through period number one here in Big D. Stars come through center ice, led by Hintz over the Hawk line from the slot. Now here's a shot by Pavelski, redirected on goal by Hintz. They score. Just like that, the Stars have answered only 16 seconds into their power play. They make it 2-1 on Roope Hintz's goal. Thomas Harley moving down the left wing side to the corner Hawk zone. Then in behind the Hawk net around to the right corner. Sets up Lundqvist. He fires. They score. And I'm not sure if this is Nils Lundqvist's first goal of the season or if Pavelski was able to tip it. I think the second choice was best here.
Yeah, it's Pavelski got a tip on this.
Stars on the attack. Hintz into the Hawk zone. Top of the right circle. Fed it over Robertson. Back to Hintz. He shoots and scores. Two goals by the Dallas Stars in under 30 seconds. They now lead the hockey game 3-2. Roope Hintz was wide open in the right wing circle for that quick counter pass there by Robertson. Puck cleared out the center ice by Dodonov in front of the benches. Reichel had it, lost it to the Stars. Look out, here's Johnson breaking into the Hawks on Ellison. Leaves it for Ben. He shoots and scores. Been 11 games since Stars captain Jamie Benn has found the back of any opposition net, but he finds one here. 2:10 into the third period. It's now 4-2 in favor of Dallas. Vlasic over the Stars line to Gutman, right circle. He fires, toe drag, and turned away with a toe save made. Now Dickinson fires from the high slot. He scores! Just as the Hawks see the penalty expire, Dickinson corrals a loose puck in the high slot and without hesitation drives it past Wedgwood. And the Hawks have now climbed back to within a goal of the Stars, trailing 4-3 with a lot of time on that clock. Tyler Johnson back to Kurashev along the left boards to Korchinski, high slot to Kurashev, top of the left circle. He shoots, chest save, rebound, score! The Hawks have tied it with a power play goal. It's Tyler Johnson's second of the night. It's 4-4 with 2:36 left on the clock for regulation, and we may be headed to overtime after all. A power play goal for the Hawks has tied it at 4. Miro Haskin in Stars line. He'll skate it over the center ice circle, leave the puck for Roope Hintz. He's in over the Hawk line to Haskin and left circle to Robertson, right circle, front to Hintz, he shoots and scores. With 7.9 seconds remaining in overtime, Roope Hintz redirects a Jason Robertson pass in behind Peter Mrazek for the game-winning goal, and the Stars win 5-4. Took them 64 minutes and 53 seconds to win the hockey game, but they did. Roope Hintz, goal number 14 on the season, and that's the game winner in overtime.